Maureen McCollum joins us to talk about a new project that's helping young people tell their stories in a radio piece format. She's a producer of Wisconsin Life and our newest project, Why Wisconsin. Maureen, good to have you back on Central Time.
Thanks for having me, Judith.
So how did this project get started?
So I've been working with a group of high school students from Monona Grove Liberal Arts Charter School, more commonly known as MG21. And when I took on the Wisconsin Life role, I really wanted to diversify the voices that we heard on the air. And when you think of diversity, that also applies to younger people. So I wanted to hear from more teenagers and what their life experience was like here in Wisconsin.
And so what has your experience been working in the school with these students?
It's been amazing. It's been one of like the highlights of my life has been working with the high school students at MG21. When we started this project out, I was working with two different classes, about 25 students, and just teaching them the basics of audio production and radio production. So each of them went out and did like a StoryCorps type interview. So they interviewed a friend or a family member. A lot of the students are into poetry, so we had students who wrote poetry and then, you know, recorded themselves reading it, maybe added some music on to, you know, give it a little more of a dramatic effect. Other people just wrote essays and personal stories about themselves and then, you know, edited that down and put it on the radio.
So it sounds like this was really driven by the students and their interests and their experiences. It wasn't like maybe a more typical kind of assignment where it's like, you will write this many words on this topic, go.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I did not want to have to dictate to the students saying like, please tell me what it's like to be a youth in America today. It was like, what are the things that you care about in your life? What are the things that you want people to know about yourself? And they went out and told stories about that. You know, and a lot of it is personal stuff, but these are the things that they want to talk about.
How did they accept the idea that they could make radio? I mean, I would think it could be a little intimidating, but maybe not.
I mean, it's like a mixed bag. It'd be like with anyone. There were some students who immediately were super excited to be working on the radio, like, oh my gosh, I love radio. And other students who said, what is radio? Like, my mom listens to the radio. But once we got into it, I think a lot of them really liked it. We have, you know, in this current semester, I've been working with a group of seven students really closely. Seven students who decided they wanted to keep going and wanted to keep talking about radio. You know, some of the students, there's a couple who are musicians, so they interviewed each other about creating music in their different ways. I have a student who's really, really interested in history, specifically military history. And so I set him up with a veteran. And so he interviewed a veteran. And also I interviewed this student separately about his own interest in history. Yeah. So it's just really a mixed bag. And yeah, whatever it is that they're interested in, I wanted to really foster that and encourage them to keep exploring.
Well, let's listen to one of the stories that you helped a student put together.
Yeah. There's a very special pair of classmates at MG21, a charter high school in Monona. One is a junior.
I'm Tierra Byrne, and this is Lou, or Nibbler is his nickname.
Lou is a rabbit.
He's black, and he looks like he's brown in the sunlight, and he has little white hairs throughout his body. He's really, really, really soft, like really soft.
Sometimes, Lou comes to school with Tierra. On the days the rabbit is in the classroom with her, Tierra is beaming. The self-described big-time animal lover proudly carries Lou around in a small black and brown carrier filled with hay. One afternoon, Tierra and I hung out in the school library with Lou, where she quietly told me more about her beloved pet and classmate.
What are you feeding him?
Just an apple and some carrots.
Why do you like to bring him to school? Like, what days do you decide you want to bring him?
Mostly if I'm having, like, a bad day, I'll bring him just because he kind of just calms me down and he's goofy, so he kind of makes me laugh a lot.
Tierra and Lou mean a lot to one another. She recently wrote this essay about her favorite classmate of all time.
I believe that Lou is not only the best pet I've ever had, but also the best classmate I've ever had. Some people just assume having a rabbit is easy work and that they just sit around being cute, which they do, but rabbits are also very smart, social, and affectionate. They can also be very bratty, willful, and destructive. I think it takes a special kind of person to be able to handle all of those traits at once. I'm someone who is very good with a rabbit like Lou because I'm not short on love or patience. I have plenty to share. Before I had Lou come to school with me, I didn't really feel like I brought much to my school, and I couldn't figure out what I could do to change that. The first time I brought him to school was during our animal study tour. He was being very good, and the teachers loved him and asked me if I wanted to bring him in more often. When I started bringing him in, I noticed some changes in myself and in my behavior because of Lou, and so did my teachers. I was a lot more calm and could focus on my schoolwork better just by having him around. I was making new friends through Lou because he is a great conversation starter. I get a lot of questions about him and why he's in school with me. Everyone loves him and wants to pet him and hold him. Lou became somewhat of a celebrity around my school. This year I learned that Lou is a trendsetter because many others see the joys of pets in bringing their own pet to school. In fact, now we have Pet Fridays where teachers encourage many students to bring pets to school. It's really nice having animals in school because it makes the learning environment more interesting and exciting. Before coming to MG21, I imagined the only classmates I'd ever have were human ones. However, the day I decided to bring Lou into school, I learned and have since taught others that sometimes pets can be the best classmates we can ask for.
That essay was by Tierra Bird, a junior at Monona Grove Liberal Arts Charter School. She wrote about her favorite classmate, Lou the Rabbit. We'll be hearing more from MG21 students throughout the year. And one more thing about these two. If you're wondering what Tierra's favorite thing is that Lou does, besides looking super cute, he has a particular move that gets her every time.
They're called binkies when he, like, jumps up in the air and twists his back legs. And he does that only when he's extremely happy. So I know he's happy.
That's so cute.
Yeah, it's really cute.
Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Maureen McCollum.
Yes, you are Maureen McCollum, and she's right here with us. Wow, what a great story.
Isn't that so sweet?
It really is. And you can sense that, how much Lou the Rabbit means to Tierra, but also you can feel that kind of blossoming that she talked about as she's telling the story.
Yeah, I mean, I saw that on a lot of the students where, I mean, you put the average person in front of a microphone, it's really intimidating. You and I are used to it because it's part of our everyday lives and our jobs, but if you stick a microphone in someone's face, what do you do with that? And, you know, so once Tierra recorded her story, she told me she felt so much better afterwards. And, like, even just listening to that piece, like, I think there were a lot of the students who I've just watched them become more confident in, like, just sharing their story and just maybe even being more comfortable around me as the school year has gone on.
Sure. What are you hearing from teachers about the project?
Well, shout out to the teachers at MG21 School. They are amazing, wonderful humans. They're all huge public radio fans, too. So they are extra excited about this project. But I think they're just jazzed that we're giving, you know, these students a platform to really share their voice and share their ideas and their opinions about who they are and what they care about. And I think that's really important. I think, you know, it's really necessary that we listen to young people. Mm-hmm. You know, often we hear about adults talking about youth culture.
Right,
I'd rather hear young people talk about what it's like to be young.
We love bringing young people on to Central Time, so we're right there with you. Briefly, Maureen, where do you hope this project goes in the future?
Well, at the end of the school year, we will be putting together an hour-long program that focuses on the stories that the MG21 students did. And yeah, it's going to be a wide variety of pieces. I mentioned music, history, personal identity essays, poetry, music. It's going to be really wonderful, and I'm really, really, really excited for it.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing that and talking with you about
Thank you.
As it gets closer. Maureen, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Maureen McCollum is the producer of Wisconsin Life and Wisconsin. You can find Tierra's story to share with your family and friends and all of the Wisconsin Life pieces at wisconsinlife.org. You can also learn more about our newest series project, Wisconsin, and submit your question about the state at wpr.org/Wisconsin. That's WHY.